Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when they will actually begin counting votes, announcing the results in another primary. This is a primary that has all kinds of weird twists and turns concerning what is going on. There's both Democrats and Republicans who are voting in Michigan. The Michigan campaign on the Republican side is supposed to be overwhelmingly for Trump. He has run an active campaign in Michigan. Nikki Haley, not so much. The report from Hotline, Michigan is holding both its Democratic and Republican presidential primary today. On the Democratic side, President Biden will likely cruise to victory, although there is a local effort to push liberal voters to vote uncommitted as a protest against the president's position on the war between Israel and Hamas. And to talk about setting a low bar, they're talking about getting 10,000 uncommitted votes, and they would consider that to be a success, showing opposition to America's support for Israel. The idea that 10,000 votes out of 1.7 million that are cast is a reflection of some kind of important defeat for Joe Biden on the issue of Israel, I think that's a very, very much of a stretch. The other aspect of this is what are people supposed to do, like the 200,000 Arab American voters that they've identified in the state of Michigan, Dearborn, Michigan is supposed to be the highest percentage of Arab Americans anywhere in any city. It's a majority with mayor and everyone else in the city structure being Arab American and being basically pro-Palestinian. I don't want to say pro-Hamas because many of them would say, no, no, we're not pro-Hamas, but in effect, on this conflict, they are. The question is, are they going to be comfortable voting for Donald Trump? Really? You think? No. Donald Trump, one thing you can say about him is that he has been consistently and meaningfully pro-Israel. He was responsible for moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. He was responsible for the Abraham Accords, which were a great service to the entire Middle East. The one area where to say that Donald Trump is somehow more pro-Palestinian than Joe Biden is a stretch. Both President Trump and former President Trump and President Biden have been, at least in terms of speaking out on this war, fairly clear. The one thing is that Trump has been surprisingly quiet on the issue, perhaps hoping that he will pick up some of those disillusioned Democrats who are upset with the president about his Israeli support. His only real opposition on the ballot this time, even though Marianne Williamson's name is still on the ballot, she suspended her campaign. It's Representative Dean Phillips, the congressman from Minnesota. He's on the ballot, but again, he's Jewish, and he's actually Jewishly involved, been involved in synagogue life and been involved in pro-Israel activities. So he probably will not gather a lot of those disillusioned pro-Palestinian voters who they are trying to mobilize somehow to make some kind of statement against President Biden in the Michigan primary. On the Republican side, former President Trump is expected to roundly defeat former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley once again. And Nikki Haley is making her own statements about what her campaign is now about and why she believes her campaign continues to be so profoundly important. Listen, this is clip four.
I'm giving you every red flag I possibly can about the direction that the country is going in. Now I just need people to hear it. I need states that are voting to act on it. And I need to see that we can stop this sinking ship before it takes off. I think that if I'm not an alternative in this race, I think that Donald Trump will lose. It's that simple.
And basically, she said this many times, when you look at the ongoing legal challenges that Donald Trump faces, and no, most of those legal challenges will not be faced before Super Tuesday on March the 5th, but it still ends up being a very, very direct form of attack that Nikki Haley is using more energetically than she has in the past. She slammed former President Trump in a Wall Street Journal interview that was published on Tuesday, that's today, warning that if he clinches the nomination, the GOP would lose in November. Why it matters, Haley has repeatedly cited Trump's general election vulnerabilities as a reason for staying in the race, despite having no clear, obvious path to win the Republican nomination. This may be his survival mode to pay his legal fees and get out of some sort of legal peril, but this is like suicide for our country, she said of the former president, who faces 91 criminal counts across four cases. We've got to realize that if we don't have someone who can win a general election, all we are doing is caving in to the socialist left. Trump has cruised to victory in every early primary contest, Axios writes, including most recently in Haley's home state of South Carolina, but she has vowed to stay in the race, arguing that voters deserve a choice. I'm doing what I believe 70% of Americans want me to do, she said, referring to polling that shows that a majority of Americans, and a big majority, want an alternative to a Trump-Biden rematch. And basically, the point that Chris Sununu was making, the governor of New Hampshire, who is one of Nikki Haley's most outspoken supporters, the point that he was making on this show earlier today was that when you see that Nikki Haley gets 43% in New Hampshire, she got 40% in South Carolina, this is not a race that is over, because those are votes. Without that 40% of the Republican votes, if a significant percentage of them decide not to vote for Trump, he is in very serious trouble in terms of his viability as a candidate. Typically, a candidate for president who loses more than 10% of his own party's vote has no chance in the close elections that we have had recently. Speaking of no chance, have we been ignoring the growth of North Korea as it speeds up the pace of its secret weapons shipments to Vladimir Putin? What exactly is going on with North Korea? And what should the United States be doing to counteract those initiatives? We'll be talking to Gordon Chang about that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of our most esteemed guests and a regular guest on this show, I'm very proud to say, is Gordon Chang. He's reachable at X. It's at Gordon G. Chang. Don't forget the G, and you can find him. You can also find his material posted at michaelmedved.com. He is the author of The Coming Collapse of China, The Great U.S.-China Tech War, and most recently, the just-released new book, China is going to war. Gordon, thank you for joining us. It's not just China that's going to war. Russia's already at war in Ukraine. And it turns out that you have exposed the fact and brought it to the world's attention that Russia is getting a great deal of military assistance, containers of munitions, 6,700 of them, from an unexpected source. Where is Russia getting all this help?
That is North Korea, Michael, and thank you so much for having me on your program. And it's not just artillery shells. They are also, the North Koreans are supplying short-range ballistic missiles, which Russia is using in Ukraine. And this is absolutely fascinating. North Korea has always tried to play off Russia versus China, and they're very successful for decades. But now that China and Russia are cooperating so closely, I'm starting to think that North Korea's relationship with Russia is really China wanting to support Russia but not wanting to appear to be doing so. So the Chinese are using North Korea as a cutout.
I had been unaware that North Korea was a big source of weapons for anybody other than themselves. What's in it for them to support Russia against Ukraine?
Two things. One of them is cash and also advanced Russian technology, especially for ballistic missiles. In the past, North Korea has been supplying some pretty common type weapons and munitions to countries around the world. And indeed, there's a UN Security Council resolution that prohibits that. But North Korea has been able to continue that without any fear of reprisal. There's been a lot of North Korean weaponry around the world, including, by the way, in the Middle East, which Hamas is using.
And they get their weapons also from North Korea?
Yes, and that is that's just an example of North Korea's broad reach with weapons, both countries that need weapons. So yes, that they're in the Middle East as well.
I take it that you have strong feelings about the United States making munitions and ammunition available to our Ukrainian allies.
Yes, we need to do this. And the reason is this is not so much Russia attacking Ukraine. This is China's proxy war. China is fueling, green-lighted the attack on Ukraine, has been supplying Russia with all sorts of support from the very beginning of the war, including lethal assistance. We have to view Iran's attack on Israel really as being supported by Beijing again. Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthi militia all have large quantities of Chinese weapons. Iran would not be able to afford this were it not for increased purchases of sanctioned Iranian oil by Beijing. Just to give you an example how extensive this is, in the first 10 months of last year, the volume of China's purchases of Iranian oil was 60% above that in the comparable period in 2017. 2017 is relevant because that's the last year before the Trump administration reimposed sanctions on the purchase of Iranian oil.
Okay, your new book is titled China is Going to War. Is the first target of that war likely to be Taiwan or somewhere else?
Well, first of all, China has a very extended definition of war, unrestricted warfare, and they've been conducting that against us for quite some time. But also with the proxy wars, the ones we mentioned in Ukraine and in the Middle East, but also in North Africa, where China and Russia are fueling insurgencies that really look like wars. And then if you're looking at East Asia, the target could be Taiwan, could be the Philippines, could be Japan. In South Asia, it could be India. So really, this is anywhere that China sees an opportunity to strike.
Is Japan As I understand it, they are making significant progress toward building up a more formidable military deterrent. Do you think that is promising or actually just hype?
It is promising. Japan has a very capable military. They don't call it that. They call it the self-defense forces. But it is something that China would have to take into account. Now, Japan should be doing more for its own defense. Prime Minister Kishida, actually in December of last year, announced that he would increase defense spending by 50% over the next 5 years. I don't know where he's going to get the money, but Japan, I think, understands, especially after the war in Ukraine, that Japan has to spend much more on its own defense. And it's working very closely with the U.S. They're a solid partner for us.
And again, when you talk about the potential fight with the Philippines, the attack by China on the Philippines, what would they gain from an attack on that nation?
Well, they've been chomping bits of the Philippines off since the early 1990s. But what we're seeing right now is, China would be, I think, able to show, Xi Jinping would be able to show to the Chinese people how strong China is. So that's what he's looking for. Also, they'd be getting bases very close to the Philippines. Right now, we see some very aggressive Chinese activity at Scarborough Shoal, which is about 125 nautical miles from the main island of Luzon, very close to Manila and Subic Bays, which makes Scarborough strategic. But we're also seeing China go after the Filipinos in Second Thomas Shoal and Whitsun Reef. So this is really dangerous for the Philippines. I mean, it's an archipelago, and they can't afford to lose islands.
Okay, this is all extraordinarily important and deeply relevant. For the United States, should our top priority be more naval investment, more Air Force investment, or more investment in ground forces? Just very quickly.
I think the Navy, Air Force second, ground forces pretty much in the last part of the priority list. Marine Corps is doing a very good job, by the way, of reorganizing themselves so that they would be relevant to a war in East Asia.
Gordon Chang, he's available at Gordon G. Chang on X. So much appreciate your perspective and information, as always. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael MedVet Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is criticizing the president's upcoming visit to the border this week, dismissing it as merely a photo opportunity.
Joe Biden and the Democrats deliberately broke this system. They caused the highest rate of illegal immigration in history.
Cruz says if Trump is reelected, there will be a decrease in the rate of illegal immigration because he will enforce existing laws. According to a recent poll by Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters. The survey found that a significant number of voters voters perceive this issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. University of Texas researchers found that administering the antiviral drug Paxlovid after a COVID-19 diagnosis based on NIH data from high-risk patients during the 2022 Omicron variant wave could save lives and money. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It is a dangerous world. On the Michael Medved Show, we acknowledge that fact. It is a profoundly dangerous world, with atrocities going on from countries that are supposed to be major powers. There is this CBS report, which we mentioned before in conversation with Professor John Yu, but it is a devastating report about kidnapped children. Listen, clip three.
Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine entering its third year, and some of the youngest victims of that war, victims stolen from their homes, sharing their stories, and these are important. Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent and Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan spoke with three Ukrainian children, each under the age of 15. They are traveling the globe now to plead for help from the U.S. and other world powers.
These kids are victims of Russia's alleged war crimes. The legal term is unlawful deportation. Ukraine's government calls it simply kidnapping, and President Biden called it an attempt to steal Ukraine's future. But these children are the lucky ones who reunited with family, and they are here in the U.S. to raise awareness.
It has been almost 2 years since 13-year-old Sasha last saw his mother. In April 2022, Russian troops separated them at a so-called filtration camp like this one in eastern Ukraine. My mom is very beautiful, he said, the best. He pleaded with the soldiers to let them stay together.
It's been a long time since you've seen her.
Yes. I go around the world to tell about my mom.
We met Sasha, 11-year-old Ilya, and 14-year-old Kira in New York before they went to the United Nations to ask the world powers to stop Russia from stealing children.
30,000 children? I mean, this war has just entered its third year. and there are people playing politics about providing desperately needed aid to this war as part of the jam up in the House of Representatives of the United States. Surely we can do better. There is also this awful story. We mentioned it yesterday. We now have a little bit more background. The Washington Post writes, less than 2 weeks before Aaron Bushnell walked toward the gates of the Israeli embassy on Sunday, he and a friend talked by phone about their shared identities as anarchists and what kind of risks and sacrifices were needed to be effective. Bushnell, 25, mentioned nothing violent or self-sacrificial, the friend said. Then on Sunday, Bushnell texted that friend, who described the exchange on the condition of anonymity to protect his safety. I hope you'll understand. I love you, Bushnell wrote in a message reviewed by the Washington Post. This doesn't even make sense, but I feel like I'm going to miss you. He sent the friend a copy of his will on Sunday. In it, he gave his cat to his neighbor and a fridge full of root beers to the friend. 12 minutes later, Bushnell, who was a senior airman in the U.S. Air Force, doused himself with a liquid and set himself on fire. He had posted a video online saying he did not want to be complicit in genocide. He shouted, "Free Palestine," as he burned. Secret Service officers extinguished the blaze. Bushnell died 7 hours later at a hospital. His suicidal protest instantly won him praise among some anti-war and pro-Palestinian activists. Praise for this action. Again, the idea of suicide bombers, this is not any individual, by the way, who appears to have had any sort of Muslim background. He did have a background. He was raised in what is described as a charismatic Christian cult, and one that has had dangerous impacts before. A cult called Community of Jesus that functioned on Cape Cod. Meanwhile, MSNBC host Andrea Mitchell put this into a context, this horrible story about this 25-year-old airman who died shouting "Free Palestine" at the Israeli embassy. No one else was hurt or injured. But she added this to her coverage on MSNBC, clip 9.
Bushnell filmed his own self-immolation on his cell phone yelling "Free Palestine" before collapsing to the ground outside the embassy. He was rushed to the hospital for treatment but later succumbed to his injuries. And if you or someone you know is in crisis, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide Aid and Crisis Lifeline.
Okay, there is a real attempt to be sensitive to the problem of suicide. Meanwhile, also on MSNBC, a former U.S. attorney named Doug Jones had this to say about President Biden and Israel. Listen, clip 6.
You know, that is a very difficult needle for him to thread right now. He has got to support Israel. That is the pro-democracy line that he has had. He has supported Israel for a long time, but he's also been a very strong supporter of a two-party state. That is a two-state solution. He has been really out there pushing that, and I think what you're seeing publicly, you're seeing the administration moving more and more to try to figure out how to get a ceasefire, get those hostages home. What we don't see, And I hope people recognize this, you're not going to see most of what this administration is doing playing out in the news media or on social media. There is a lot that Anthony Blinken and the national security people are doing behind the scenes. And I think they're putting more and more pressure on the Netanyahu government to come to a ceasefire, to do those things necessary, get humanitarian aid. And what I'm hoping is that will happen sooner rather than later. And that as we get closer to the election, folks that are disaffected right now, and I understand that. I mean, I get that. They're going to see the difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, and they'll come back home.
You're talking about the political impact. There's also a story in the New York Times today. Israeli negotiators have offered a significant concession in ceasefire talks with Hamas, signaling that they might be open to releasing high-profile Palestinians jailed on terrorism charges in exchange for some Israeli hostages still being held in the Gaza Strip, according to two officials with knowledge of the talks. Some of the Israeli hostages they would release would be female military personnel who are still being held and God knows how badly abused by the Hamas terrorists. The level of all this and the difficulty that you have in the midst of a primary campaign to try to vote for sanity amidst the insanity is a complicated undertaking. There was also a new story from the intersection of politics and comedy. Seth Meyers, who has been quite a success on NBC, he was actually on with a very special guest. The special guest was President Biden. And how did that go? We will get to that and much more coming up on the MedVed Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines, become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
There is a 20% off offer. That's, yes, one-fifth, 20% off the regular cost to become a MedHead Plus member. And with the MedHead Plus membership, you can stream any and all audio programs in the Michael Medved History Store. You get a commercial-free opportunity to download the podcast version of this daily radio show and everything else we do. And it's a really a great deal, particularly with 20% off. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner, take advantage of the special offer, and join us today. Meanwhile, Seth Meyers, who actually is an often amusing political commentator. He clearly is not a fan of President Trump, and he should be, though, because he seems to have so much fun with President Trump. He also had a certain amount of fun with President Trump's primary competitor in this election season. That would be Joe Biden. No, not an imitation Joe Biden, but the real deal, the President of the United States. Biden was on the air with Seth Meyers joking about his age and trying to put it into perspective. This is clip 7.
Mentioned some classified materials, some documents recently leaked, some classified documents. And this isn't a gotcha show, but I do want to ask about it, that says you are currently 81 years old.
Who the hell told you that?
Yeah.
That's classified.
That's classified. All jokes aside, according to recent polling, this is a real concern for American voters. How do you address that concern going forward as you come up to the 2024 election?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, you got to take a look at the other guy. He's about as old as I am, but he can't remember his wife's name.
Yeah.
And, number one. Number two. It's about how old your ideas are. Look, I mean, this is a guy who wants to take us back. He wants to take us back on Roe v. Wade. He wants to take us back on a whole range of issues that are 50, 60 years, they've been solid American positions. And I really mean this sincerely. I think it's about the future. And everything, every single thing we've done, I think we've got some good things done. Everything, and they told us we couldn't get them done because things were so divided. And but I think everything we've gotten done, he's just friendly stage and wants to do away with you.
And
so much.
Everything we've gotten done, well, he rambled on a bit. And then he also had an opportunity to joke about the dark Biden memes on the internet. And at the very conclusion, you can hear the applause of the audience because he puts on his aviator sunglasses, which is part of the whole dark Biden theme. Listen.
It just speaks to the era we live in now. There's a dark Brandon conspiracy meme. And this is something that you seem to have a lot of fun with. You've co-opted. You've co-opted dark Brandon. This is a yard sign. And do you enjoy playing around with the dark Brandon meme?
No, I resent the hell out of it.
Okay. Recently, is there are 18% of Americans, according to recent polling, have believe that you and Taylor Swift are actually working in cahoots. And after the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl, you posted this on social media and wrote, you wrote, just like we drew it up. Now, can you, I have you on the hot spot here, can you confirm or deny that there is an active conspiracy between you and Ms. Swift?
Where are you getting this information? Classified.
You won't share with us?
I'm not gonna, but I will tell you, she did endorse me in 2020.
She did. You might be wondering. You think it might come around again?
I told you it's classified.
it seems well prepared. Maybe not so well prepared. Was another segment involving Seth Meyers where President Biden was licking an ice cream cone while talking to reporters and talking about a ceasefire in Gaza Monday. It was after the show actually occurred, but was part of what happened immediately afterward yesterday. Listen, this
is my national security advisor tells me that we're close. We're not done yet. And my hope is by next Monday we'll have a ceasefire.
Okay, when he talks about next Monday, he is talking about next Monday. And again, the idea of a ceasefire and the exchange of more hostages, that it's not an exchange of hostages because what Israel would be releasing would be convicted prisoners, people who are serving time for terrorist offenses in Israel. But the idea that some more of the hostages might be able to come home, that would unquestionably be answering one of Israel's major war aims. Speaking of war aims, there's a movie that's released today all over the place on DVD and on Blu-ray. And it's a movie that takes an important character from children's literature, who many people have seen on screen before, but give it a new life by Timothy Chalamet. Listen for the latest, a prequel actually, on Wonka.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
More than 50 years ago, moviegoers delighted to a magnificent chocolate factory and its eccentric proprietor. But now, Willy Wonka, played by Timothy Chalamet, is back in a lavish musical prequel talking about how he built his business. It's called, of course, Wonka.
Willy Wonka's wild and wonderful wishy-washy Wonka Walker.
Best chocolate in the world.
He's good. Too good.
You should stand up to those bullies.
Where do we start?
Making chocolate, of course.
And of course, as you'd expect in a story based on the work of the late Roald Dahl, the characters played by the likes of Hugh Grant and Olivia Colman are weird and a little bit scary. But the music, including two songs from the old classic, is pleasant and serviceable, if not immortal. And parents who bring their kids to this extravaganza will have a few good laughs. Rated PG, 2.5 stars for the lightly likable Wonka. And again, will this create an entire new series with Timothée Chalamet as Wonka? Who knows? But entirely possible. Meanwhile, speaking of entirely possible, next time on the MedVed Show, Reason Magazine is publicizing a new poll from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, FIRE, which is a First Amendment organization that shows that nearly a third of Americans, including similar numbers of Republicans and Democrats, say the First Amendment just goes too far in guaranteeing rights. More than half agree that their local community should not allow a public speech that espouses a belief they find particularly offensive. We will talk about that poll and whether it's encouraging or distressing next time on the MedVed Show. And meanwhile, Mary Poppins, all-time classic, right? The original Mary Poppins. It gets a new age rating in the UK over its use of a racial slur. Which one? We will reveal all next time, Wednesday, on the MedVed Show. And what is America's new favorite sport? I mean, wouldn't you think it would be pickleball? There has been so much attention paid to pickleball almost everywhere. My wife, in fact, just wrote a column about that. But actually, it's supposed to be the new favorite sport, ice football. What is that? And then the Washington Post dares to ask one of the most sensitive questions about the upcoming election. Why exactly is the economy booming? We will get to that, and colleges in Norway that suspend ties with Israeli universities. Why? We'll get to that, too, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.